The next chamber was so dark they couldn't see anything at all. But as they stepped into it, light suddenly flooded the room to reveal an astonishing sight. They were standing on the edge of a huge chessboard, behind the black chessmen, which were all taller than they were, and carved from what looked like black stone. Facing them, way across the chamber, were the white pieces. Harry, Ron, and Hermione shivered slightly. The towering white chessmen had no faces.
"Now what do we do?" Harry whispered. "It's obvious, isn't it?" said Ron. "We've got to play our way across the room."
Behind the white pieces, they could see another door.
"How?"
said Hermione nervously.
"I think," said Ron, "we're going to have to be chessmen."
He walked up to a black knight and put his hand out to touch the knight's horse. At once, the stones sprang to life, the horse pawed the ground, and the knight turned his helmeted head to look down at Ron.
"Do we, have to join you to get across?"
The black knight nodded. Ron turned to the other two.
"This needs thinking about," he said. "I suppose we've got to take the place of three of the black pieces."
Harry and Hermione stayed quiet, watching Ron think. Finally, he said, "Now, don't be offended or anything, but neither of you are that good at chess."
"We're not offended," said Harry quickly. "Just tell us what to do."
"Well, Harry, you take the place of that bishop, and Hermione, you go next to him instead of that castle. What about you?"
"I'm going to be a knight," said Ron.
The chessmen seemed to have been listening, because at these words, a knight, a bishop, and a castle turned their backs on the white pieces and walked off the board, leaving three empty squares that Harry, Ron, and Hermione took.
"White always plays first in chess," said Ron, peering across the board.
"Yes. Look."
A white pawn had moved forward two squares. Ron started to direct the black pieces. They moved silently wherever he sent them. Harry's knees were trembling. What if they lost?
"Harry, move diagonally four squares to the right."
Their first real shock came when their other knight was taken. The White Queen smashed him to the floor and dragged him off the board, where he lay quite still, face down.
"Had to let that happen," said Ron, looking shaken.
"Leaves you free to take that bishop, Hermione. Go on."